It's not coal, but the Marcellus shale gas drilling industry that's been changing the landscape of Pennsylvania for the last few years. But before every drill rig, well pad, or pipeline is constructed, another type of work has to be completed: paperwork. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier spent a day with someone at the forefront of one part of the drilling boom. This isn't someone who works in mud and rock, but in paper, some of it very old.
Patrick Smith is a title abstractor. That means he spends most of his day reading legal descriptions of property and trying to make sense of them. A lot of them sound like this.
Start at the gum tree, thence by lands now are formerly owned by Ira Fox, north 7 degrees, 30 minutes west, 96.52 rods.
Smith works out of a small, sparely appointed office in Waynesburg in Greene County, Pennsylvania.
Well, we have some Post-its on the wall, some kind of like fake laminate wood wall, which is great, and a Cole Weston print of Big Sur.
The office isn't much to look at, but it is close to the county courthouse. Smith works for an attorney named Sean Cassidy. When an energy company leases gas rights from a property owner, they must first have an attorney like Cassidy verify who owns the gas rights to that property. That's where Smith comes in. On the day I visited, Smith was starting a new project for Chevron.
Well, here's my new request sheet here. This is for Dunkard Township.
The request is for three properties, which he must first find on a map.
This map is very tattered.
His job is to trace the ownership of oil and gas rights on those properties back to 1860. That's when the state's first gas wells were drilled. This way, Chevron knows it's paying royalties to the right person when they drill the well. To do this, Smith has to do an extensive amount of detective work, and much of that happens at the county courthouse, which is our next stop. On our walk over, trucks stream by carrying heavy equipment and pipeline. They're headed to drilling pads to harvest gas from the Marcellus Shale through hydraulic fracturing. Smith, who may have done title searches on some of those wells, says he knows not everyone is happy about the drilling.
For what you want to say about the potential ills of Marcellus Shale drilling and fracturing, like, you know, at least my job is an example of, you know, someone in this area who's gotten a little bit of security and, you know, been able to find a job where I couldn't, you know, get a job with what I, you know, just graduated with my degree with.
An English major, Smith had been working in restaurants and between internships at literary magazines before he found this job. He's now pulling down a salary and he's got a 401k to boot.
You know, I'm grateful to have it, and I don't know if I want to do it the rest of my life, but it's interesting work and it definitely is stability, you know?
When we get to the courthouse, he pops into a variety of county offices. The assessor's office, the prothonotary's, and then the archives of the orphan's court to look for a document.
And I have checked this guy's, Mr. Daniel Goodwin's will. He doesn't explicitly devise that interest in that tract anyone, so. 48378. This is a good example of where this job can be a little bit maddening when you just, there's no explanation for something.
He's hit a dead end. There are lots of these in this job. Next, we head down a flight of stairs and through a series of hallways.
We're in the basement after having traversed that labyrinth.
What do you call this room?
Dungeon. The dungeon. I think it's, people know what you're talking about when you're down in the dungeon.
There are an assortment of ledger books on shelves around the room. Most of them look like they've been here a while.
Ordinances for the borough of Graysville. A lot of stuff. Sheriff D's book. We have some dust here.
The record he's looking for isn't here, so it's onto the recorder of deeds. He tries to hop on a computer terminal, but it's crowded with other abstractors doing oil and gas work. Men and women dress casually with yellow notepads at their side.
No computers, so I guess lunchtime probably.
Lunch today is at Hot Rods, a barbecue place a few blocks over. It's just filling up when we get there. In one booth sit a couple guys in navy blue fire retardant work shirts, the uniform for gas workers in the Marcellus. As we wait for our lunch to come, Smith explains how he ended up here.
I know that they were hiring because of the Marcellus Shale, and you know, I just kind of jumped on board and just staying on board and, you know, just doing it. I don't know.
Sometimes he does worry about the effect all this drilling will have on the landscape of the region.
But at the same time, like, you know, people have needs in terms of, like, you know, life and work and money. So, you know, it's like there's a balance between those things. But, you know, there's no black and white to it necessarily, and good guys or bad guys necessarily.
After lunch, we head back to the courthouse, and the deed office is empty. Everyone else is still out on their break. So Smith hops on one of the terminals.
Computer system for a record from 1950 onward. So we got the assessment information with the...
He looks up property descriptions and prints them out. 5 minutes later, Smith has a stack of printouts.
Now we're going to go back to the office and make plots of the legal description for the property to make sure it matches up with the tax map.
Back at his office, Smith plugs in coordinates into a mapping program on his laptop.
38 degrees, 30 minutes west.
He's reinterpreting all those legal descriptions on the deeds he printed out and making maps of them. The shape he's drawn on his computer doesn't quite match up the way it should.
And this doesn't seem to be closing correctly.
It looks a little bit like a bent paperclip. It should look more like a rectangle.
Let's just double check. Maybe we made a little mistake.
And mistakes come with the territory. That's why oil and gas companies will assign separate abstractors to do the exact same search. That means someone else will be making the same calculations, digging through the same documents that Smith is searching through today. Maybe they already have. With the interest oil and gas companies have shown in the Marcellus and another shale deposit, the Utica, there'll be plenty of work for him here.
You've got the Marcellus shale, and maybe someday the Utica shale. We'll do it all over again. You know, everything's got to be accounted for. Work keeps coming, so and I certainly can't complain about it.
And as long as the work comes in, Smith says, he'll keep coming back to the courthouse. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
You can follow our Marcellus and energy reporter, Reed Frazier, on Twitter at Reed Frazier. That's R-E-I-D-F-R-A-Z-I-E-R. You're listening to The Allegheny Front.